Tariffs and trade impacts with the U.S. were top of mind during a Surrey industry tour that brought 3 busloads of people to 13 sites in the city. The annual tour, organized by Surrey Board of Trade and merger partner South Surrey and White Rock Chamber of Commerce, involved a few dozen participants Friday, April 23. Bus 2's first stop was Highland Foundry, which has operated in Surrey since the 1970s and is now downsizing on the company's 9-acre site in Port Kells, BC. Used to have 30 foundries in the province, and there's only 4 left, and offshoring is primarily the reason for that, said General Manager Warren Geraghty. 80% of what we make goes to the U.S., and of course tariffs are having a severe impact on what we do. So we've been scaling back, we've gone from 130 employees to 50 employees at the moment. One large building on the lot is being cleared out for leasing. We're consolidating to reduce our overhead and make ourselves more competitive, Geraghty added. That started in November last year, and head office says it wants that done by August. It's a very, very busy time for us, trying to get that done while we keep production running. It's not easy to do, and safety is top of our mind. Also located in Port Kells is BD's new 192 Business Center, 2 industrial buildings totaling nearly 94,000 square feet on 192nd Street. In Newton, the Gupta family-owned Citywide Produce, established in 2010, will soon move to a new, larger building near Highway 10 and 192nd Street, in partnership with Orion Construction. Because we have one dock, it's really packed in here, said Gopal Gupta, who runs the company with wife Fazleen. Right now this facility is 4,200 square feet and holds about 100 pallets, or 120, depending on how tight you want to get. Our new facility is 27,000 square feet. We are looking to lease some of it, but we'll have 17,000 for ourselves, and that can hold around 1,000 pallets. It's big growth. Citywide sells onions, potatoes and other produce to stores and restaurants in the region, and is trying to navigate the U.S. tariff situation like everyone else in BC. What we found early on was that our customers were demanding not U.S. products, so local, which is a bit more limited, Gupta said. We have found that there were certain markets that accepted that better, and other markets that were more price-driven. One customer is on the island, they were demanding Mexican product. We found that that lasted about 2 months. Mexican product is not usually more expensive than California or US product, but this time it flipped, and that was I felt short-lived. I'm not entirely sure what's gonna happen. A final stop for Bus 2 was Wear Tech Labs, a SFU-backed facility for the research and development of wearable technologies including exoskeletons, prosthetics, earphones, shoes, technical clothing and more, at the City Center 2 Tower near Surrey Memorial Hospital. Surrey Tour stops for the other 2 buses were Cloverdale Paint, Mountain Equipment Company, MEC. Solid Rock Steel Fabricating, 130th Street, Anvil Business Park, Altro Labels, Cancor, 195 Business Park, Total Box Management Solutions and The Quad, with commentary from Lee & Associates Commercial Real Estate Services, during lunch at Civic Hotel, Andrew Wynne Williams, BC Division Vice President of Canadian Manufacturers and Exporters Association, talked about Surrey as a manufacturing leader and the impact of U.S. tariffs. Are you all kind of feeling pretty inspired after your tour today? He asked. Okay, well I'm here to depress you. Wynne Williams went on to document recent declines in BC's manufacturing industry amid tariff threats and warnings of a recession, with details from Blueprint to Strengthen Canadian Manufacturing, released April 16. Meantime, Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke joined a roundtable discussion in Blaine, WA, on Thursday, April 24, focused on the impacts of tariffs on cross-border trade and local economies in both Canada and the U.S. The event, organized by Washington Senator Patty Murray, brought together local businesses, officials and community leaders who expressed their concerns about the consequences of the current tariff policies, particularly the struggles facing border communities. Tariffs are more than just economic policies, they are attacks on our people and businesses that threaten the very fabric of our communities, Locke says in a news release from Surrey City Hall. As we navigate these challenges, it is essential cities unite to advocate for fair trade practices that protect our communities and promote economic growth. In BC, we have long-standing relationships in Washington State, and we must work together to strengthen these bonds. As neighbors working side by side with intertwined economies, open trade and collaboration are needed now more than ever.